Hello, welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the new Africa Business Association Blog Radio Show. I'm your host or co-host tonight, Shalora Williams, and we're going to be talking about a vested community is a business community. Many of you have businesses out there. We don't know how to market. We don't know how to bring customers or clients in. This is the show you need. This is the association that you need. I hope to be joined by my co-host, Carol, and she will call in a few minutes and just join in and start talking. I've also invited a lovely lady by the name of Lyndia Grant. I'm going to have Lyndia introduce herself to you because she is a wealth of knowledge and she knows how to promote a business. So just buckle up. We'll be together for at least 1 hour. That's a wonderful thing. Right back after this commercial. We're back again. I believe I have Carol on the line.
Yes, you do.
Oh. Hey, how are you doing, Carol?
Doing great. Looking forward to the program this evening.
Well, I just am happy that I have the best co-host there is in the world.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about you? You don't need an introduction from me, you know. You're just that good.
Okay. Well, this is Carol Mookman, playwright, film producer, filmmaker, just a business person myself in order to survive these many years in the arts field, mainly working on pieces that deal with actual history or present-day events.
Did you have an opportunity to go to the new museum, National Museum on the Mall?
In fact, I'm just coming from the museum, and you know, it is so vast, and there's so much to see that we could only just almost like putting your toe in the water today. You know,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, didn't even touch as much as we wanted to see, but I knew I needed to get back. It's just absolutely magnificent, and I think it's more than I had expected. You know, I thought it was going to be nice, but mm-hmm. I didn't think that they would delve as deep as they have in terms of our history as African Americans and the struggle we've been through in this country.
But like you said, you stuck your toe in and you're going to go back, and that gives me an idea about the New Africa Business Association. You have to keep doing it, keep growing, keep going back, keep improving,
yes.
And you keep learning as you return to the event of things.
Absolutely.
You know, how long have you been a member of the New Africa Business Association?
I guess for about 5 years now.
And see that? And it's still growing. It's still growing.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
I am so honored to be a member and to recognize that I have to be an active member makes me feel very good. You know, I practice law in Maryland, and we just handle things that people have to go through, like wills and estates and family law, where you unfortunately you have to get a divorce sometimes, or maybe change the name of your child or yourself. But we do this in the act of caring, and what we want to help is help people be vested in a community, because a vested community is a business community. So now, how what are you working on now, Karen?
Before I go into that, you know, I must say that I have friends and neighbors who have benefited from your legal prowess. And if we've got anyone out there listening, I just want to say that it has been remarkable. I have referred several people to you. She has accepted them as clients. They are ecstatic about the work that you have done and the success that you have brought, the positive vibes in their lives as their lawyer. So I just want our listening audience to know that. In terms of what am I working on right now, I did a film called Saving Shaw School. It was a 20-minute piece on a little bit about Shaw Junior High School in the Shaw neighborhood. And it was based on a classical piece of literature. And as a result, some teachers ended up seeing it and asked if I would share it. So to make a long story short, the D.C. public school system is and the D.C. public library will be hosting the introduction of the app that now goes along with that film piece that will help students to understand how to connect the dots when they're reading this classic literature and how it relates to them in their neighborhoods, in their history, and in their families. So that's what we're working on right now.
Well, how does one get to see it right now, like today, tomorrow?
Well, right now, the only thing you could do would be to go online and see the trailer.
Okay.
About and you do that by going to your website and typing in often oftn.org, and often was doing a fundraising piece because they had to match a grant that they had received from the humanities to do this piece. But if you you don't have to donate, if you click on donate, it will take you to the trailer that tells you about the film itself.
It is truly, truly exciting, Carol. That's exciting news. Now, that's OFTEN.org.
It's O-F-T as in Tom, O as in organization, N.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's O as in organization,
mm-hmm.
F as in Frank,
mm-hmm.
T as in Tom, O as in organization, N is in Nelly.
Wonderful.
OFTON.org.
Now, if we just make a donation of some kind, we don't have to, take us straight to the trailer that we should see.
Right, exactly.
And you know Charles.
And they should know $10 is a whole lot of money, you know. So they don't. I've come to understand that if a lot of people give a little money, you get there the same way.
That is so true. You know, you and I go way back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where eagles fly, am I right?
Yeah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And the interesting thing is that, remember now, Taraji P. Henson starred in that first run of Where Eagles Fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so many of the people who saw it back, the original came out in 1995.
That's right.
And then it hit the stage again in 10 years later. And so everyone says, well, it's time for it to come back one more time.
One more time.
One more time. But Eagles is another piece. It's historical. It's about the history of our people, black and white, of all faiths, and it's a true story. And I think that's what makes it so interesting, you know. It shows the rough times that we've been through and the rougher times we've been through. And I say that thinking about Mr. Trump when he keeps saying, I'm going to take you back to the good old days. I want to say, hold up.
I'd like to know what days those are.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. You know, so anyway, but I've been really fortunate in that all of the productions that I have written have been blessed to see the light of day and have been able to be funded and to work their way onto the stage. And, you know, I just give all the glory to God because that's all I can say. It's a miracle to me, too.
Well, we know we have to give him the glory. But
yes.
For the fine arts, it's such a hard venture to explode out into the community for appreciation. How did you do it? Because it is, you know, in schools, the first thing, if you have to cut the budget, you know what's the first thing to get cut?
Yeah.
And that's fine arts.
It
and
sure
our generation, our children, we need it. But it's the first thing. So when you are out there trying to promote your plays and your literature and so forth, how do you do it?
I think, first of all, you have to really believe in yourself and in the product that you're promoting so that, as I think Oprah said, you get 1,000 no's, but all you need is one yes.
One yes. One yes.
And so as an artist, that's exactly what you go through. You know, it's you have to decide that you have something that's important to share. And you're prepared and you're thick-skinned enough to go through all those no's, knowing and believing that at some point you're going to get a yes. And as long as you believe, you know, as they say, whatever the mind can conceive and the heart can believe, the hands can achieve. So you just have to hang in there. And Eagles, which you might call, you know, my centerpiece play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It took about 10 or 11 years before that saw the light of day. So
that's right.
You know, that's a long time to be walking around trying to convince somebody that this is, you know, worth them trying to fund and to get something done. But you do it because you really believe. I have pieces now a series that I've been working on for 3 years.
Mm.
And, you know, you just do it because you have to believe. If it's not for the faint of heart, if you're in the arts, you know. And I don't care whether it's as a writer or filmmaker or playwright or a musician. You know, you have to be in it for the love of what you do.
That's so true. You know, Carol, I want to thank you, and I hope I have a listening audience out there that are in business and will hope to try to call in tonight. If not call in tonight, call in next Wednesday. But, Carol, I want to thank you for two things. You have been and you live in the community, you work in the community, and you care about your community. And that is so important. And you have stuck it out, you know, through the storms that this community has gone through. You have still been there, and you are still here. You know, last week we had Jeff Majors on the show. And he was talking about how hard it is to be an artist, to bring your art out, to expose your art. And hopefully in the future he will be joining us. I think he said something like contact him for his latest work, jeffmajors.com. So, but you and Jeff, you're in the fine arts area. Now, how many black men do you know play the harp? And he plays it so beautifully.
Oh, and absolutely.
And you take on these projects and you stick with them, and they're lovely projects. And now you're sharing it where it should be with our schools in the District of Columbia.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, it's a although I think business, to be honest about it, I think whether it's the arts or shoes or law, I think there's a connection there in terms of if you're in business for yourself or by yourself, or, you know, even though it's a service to your community, it's a struggle now. You know, as an attorney, as a lawyer, you know, I am sure when you hung out your shingle, there were some lean days and lean times, you know.
Like you didn't know where your next meal was coming from?
Exactly.
And
that
rent
that you had to pay.
And you tell somebody, hey, I'm an attorney. Your name is Shalora who? But, you know, it's organizations like this one, the New Africa Business Association, that gives me hope and gives you hope and others in the in our association. And I want others to join us. And I want to tell people, you can call 301-234-9090 or 202-288-5660. Or email newafricaba@gmail.com. And the website is newafricabusinessassociate.com. Please contact the New Africa Business Association and join us in this wonderful venture that we are experiencing. Now, Carol, your husband is busy in the community too, isn't he?
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, when you say, how in the world did you hang in there for 10 years trying to get your first piece out? Actually, it was because of my husband. He was, you know, he believed in me before I really believed in myself. I was writing, but he was enjoying what I was writing, and he was the one who thought it was just so important to share it with the community and, you know, and to get it out there. And so he was the one who took the lead in going after the money to, and Eagles, if you recall, is a huge production.
Yes,
and
it is.
I thought it was impossible, but the first time we went up, it cost $500,000.
No
and
kidding.
So, yes, indeed. And, you know, that's a lot of money today. So you can imagine what it was like 20 years ago. And but he believed in the work. He thought it was important for our people to know their history, to understand that we have a legacy, that, you know, here for us. And he just would not stand, you know, as they call stand down, stand back. He would not. He would not give up. And, you know, of course, the rest is history. But he has basically at every step of my career, and I think we all have those angels that help us along the way. I'm just fortunate in that mine happens to be my husband, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if none of us get there by ourselves, you know,
right.
somebody
That's
wants
so
to
true.
Say, I'm self-made. I did it all on my own. I have a feeling that that's not quite so.
I haven't seen it yet, girl. And that's why I like this association. Because this association is an association that believes in us, even when we don't believe in ourselves.
That's
right. It's hard for us to promote ourselves. I mean, our African-American folks do not know how to market themselves. They can market anybody else.
Yes.
But they do not. And I'm one. I don't know how to market my business.
Exactly.
We're so busy trying to make some funds so that we can pay the rent, eat, and so forth, take care of our children.
Right.
We don't have the extra funds to market ourselves. That's why this association is so great. This blog, talk radio is just fabulous for marketing your business.
I had incident that happened many years ago. You know, I had served in the White House for 3 terms. And one of the things that happened during that time was African Americans in business who needed help. Many times, some were startup businesses. Most of them were trying to expand on some kind of level. And of course, at the time, it was the Department of Commerce, the Office of Minority Business Enterprise, and SBA. And those organizations were very, very difficult to get your funding out of. To make a long story short, I had an idea that came to me. It's similar to what you are doing now to show how important what you're doing is. I went to a brokerage house just to say I had about 10 businesses that had come that needed, that were looking for funding, and they were good businesses, reputable businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the and when the broker saw what I had in my briefcase, she was just absolutely floored. Her eyes got big, and she said, "What in the world? How did this happen? How could you get your hands on them?" So I said, "No, I said what we have here is a basket. What I've asked each business to do is that if we're able to fund them, that 10% goes back to a basket for new businesses and for expansion, because we have to figure out how to get this thing going."
That's right.
So,
wow.
So, but to show how rich it was, and I was so young and so green. She said, well, what business do you want to start with? And I said, I want to start with this business because they need funding right away or else they're going to go out of business. And so in the end, the night before the transaction was to take place, the business called me and said that the woman had called them and said that I had to be cut out of the deal. Or else he wouldn't be funded. And I was so, like I said, I was so young. I was in my 20s at the time. I had many, many years ago. We're talking 40 years ago. And and then I told him, I said, if you do it, she's not going to give you all the money. She's going to give you partial, and she's going to keep coming. You're going to have to keep going back for more and more, and she'll own your business. Mm-hmm. And within a year, he had lost his business, and she owned it. This is how important the association is, the New Africa Business Association. Basically,
right.
This is exactly the dream that I had. There had to be a place where businesses could get help, you know,
right.
where they
right.
could expand if they needed to, if they needed funds for expansion, or if they needed startup help. And I'm saying that and it's somehow or another, the businesses need to give back to that basket. So
that's
that
right.
It will grow.
I you know, that's before we take a break, in about two more minutes, we'll take a break. Do you remember Lyndia Grant?
Oh, yes.
Well, she will hopefully be joining us after our break. She'll come back at 7:30. But this is a woman who found a way to take care of her family, her mother, her children, and fight for her business. She's now has a column in the Washington Informer. She has her own radio air show, and she is a business person 100%. She will tell us all about how she invests and what she's doing now, and she's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person, as you know.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep everybody abreast of what we're doing.
Okay.
Let me just tell you what is an easy business before we go to the break. You know, people look for notaries every day. You know, it's not hard to be a notary in either
right.
D.C. or Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried to have young girls, I've tried to talk them into applying to get their notary commission. You know how hard that is?
It's
very hard
to
for people to do, to become a notary.
Really?
It's the easiest and fastest way you can start your own business, because people need to have papers notarized.
Isn't that something? So
we're going to get
talk
this
about
association
it.
To get that together too. Get people and find ways that they can just get a little start. They don't need a big start. They just need a little start.
Yes.
Now we are trying to talk up to our listeners about the a vested community is a community. And we'll be breaking in about 1 minute until we'll be breaking in 1 minute, and then when we return, we hope that we will have Lyndia Grant, and I believe it's about that time for us to just go to commercial.
All right.
And just before we go to commercial, I want to acknowledge a couple of hold calls.
Okay.
Person who's number in 79, do you wish to say hello? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
I hope we didn't lose him.
Hello, caller.
Are you speaking to me? This is Lyndia.
Okay, yes, please. I was introducing you as a new caller. Do you wish to introduce yourself, your name? And we will be back in.
My name is Lyndia Grant.
Hello, Lyndia.
Hey, Shalor, how are you?
Hi, Lyndia. Carol Mookman here.
Hi, Carol.
And Miss Grant, we're going to entertain you in just a moment after we take a break. And there's
okay.
just one other caller that we would like to bring on before we take that break.
Okay. Caller?
Hello, caller. Isaiah?
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure what you told. Hi, my name is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and greetings.
How are you tonight?
Oh, great. I'm a member of the blog radio show with Shalor and Brother Belial. And I'm just listening to him, you know, and ready to comment whenever. Everything's going well. I like everything you're discussing. And, Carol, I still have a big post in my house framed of that.
We'll be right back after this break to continue tonight's show.
Thank you so much.
Weideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Weideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Back to our host.
All right. Again, hosting you tonight, I'll say Shalor Williams, and we have Carol Mooman, and we have a couple of guests on the line. But I want you to know that we are promoting the new Africa Business Association, and the way we stay above board is if you help us by sending in and trying to get a commercial on the line while we're speaking. Lyndia, hello. Tell the public about you.
Well, my business is public relations. I have served as the executive director for the Georgia Avenue Day Festival and Parades back in the 80s for 15 years. And working with Councilmember Charlene Drew Jarvis and Frank Smith and Marion Barry and Sharon Pratt Kelly. I did all the fundraising and the promotion and brought that festival from less than 1,000 to up to over 100,000. And then I served as project director for the African American Civil War Memorial, Councilman Frank Smith. That monument is on U Street, pays tribute to 209,145 black soldiers who fought in the Civil War, and that also includes their 7,000 white officers. I served as project director from the unveiling, when the time the grass was broken, groundbreaking, to the unveiling that happened on July 18, 1998. And currently, I am a speaker. I travel around the country as a speaker doing customer service and motivation. I've done job training programs with the D.C. Department of Employment Services. Me and my sisters ran our own company called Critique Career Management Services on Georgia Avenue for 10 years. Then worked 10 more years for the D.C. City Council for Frank Smith when I was doing the project with the Civil War Memorial. And now that that was done, I went on to go back to being a speaker again. And I've been writing the Washington Informer Religion Corner in the Washington Informer newspaper for 11 years. Every week, look for Lyndia Grant's religion column. And then 5 years ago, I started doing my own radio show on Radio 1 WYCB 1340 every Friday at 6 p.m. And went back to college while I was in the middle of all that and got my degree from Trinity University. I got my BA in 2000 while I was working with Frank Smith on the Civil War Memorial and doing Georgia Avenue Day and going to Weekend College. So I want listeners to know that you can't be too busy to continue to move yourself up. And then I went back and got my master's degree.
All right.
And I told you, Carol, she was busy, didn't I?
Yes,
didn't I tell you she was? Yeah, she's been a busy person, busy for the community, but so have you. And, you know, even the guests we had last week, they were all part of our community. And that's how a vested community becomes a business community. People have to invest in their own community. And Lyndia, you've done a wonderful job doing that. I have experienced that with both you and Carolyn. I am going to always promote you. But we've now got this young man on our show, and I want the listeners to hear about him. So speak up, my man. He's so enthralled with what we're talking about. All right, Carol, did he leave us?
Oh. Aziz?
Hello?
Hello?
Brother Aziz, you there?
I guess
probably
we lost him for a minute.
Got cut off, yeah, got cut off maybe.
Okay.
Well, he'll join us again. And we hope to have other callers a bit call in and start talking with us. Every week, every Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m., we are on the air. Now, Lyndia, what are you working on right now?
Well, right now, I am so blessed. I'm working on a project with AmeriHealth Caritas D.C. The people at AmeriHealth saw my column where I do my column is a motivational column. But every so often, every few years, I write a 5, 6, 7 part series on diabetes because my mother died from complications of diabetes on Christmas Day in the year 2000, the year I graduated from college. In May, then in December, she died. But it hurt me so bad, I called myself the John Walsh for what he did because of what happened to his son. I have really been promoting diabetes and making sure people know what they can do about it because we did not know it. My mother had both her legs amputated, and she had kidney failure, and she had 7 strokes. So anyway, I was writing my regular column showing people what it's about and how you can turn it around now because you don't have to go out like that. You can make a difference by eating more green leafy vegetables, less sweets, and less carbohydrates, and exercising. But I go into a long, long story on it by research. And people look for the paper and read it every year. And so this year, when I wrote it in May, AmeriHealth saw my column on diabetes, and they have a training program that in Ward 8 at Allen Chapel AME Church that they've been going for 5 years, and they decided they wanted me to do one in D.C. in Northeast. And so I've been doing that, and I've been blessed. They pay good, and I've been able to hire some employees to help me bring in people who are on Medicare, Medicaid, but have diabetes and high blood pressure to come out to a seminar twice a month and hear from doctors, nurses, and other health and nutritionists, Zumba instructors, so they can learn how to take care of themselves and live a happy and more quality life. So I am thrilled. Because the scripture tells us that your gift will make room for itself. And that is, in fact, what happened to me. I just got a phone call, and it changed my life forever.
Now, how does one get to read that document that you put together? Is it online?
It's online, yes. You can go to the Washington Informer, and you can look for Fanning the Diabetes Epidemic. Stop Fanning the Diabetes Epidemic. And Lyndia Grant, Washington Informer. Comes out all over the country now because my column became syndicated. So people can pull up those 6 columns. And then if they can't find it, they can contact me. Email me at lyndiagrant@gmail.com. LYNDIAGRANT @gmail.com. And I'll be happy to send back those emails, those columns to you, because Washington Informer printed in the newspaper, but they also have online, and you can go back and pull up archives.
You know, Carol, the best part about this now, you know, I've not done this too many times, and I'm getting more excited every time I do a show. But so far, we have had so many community people that we know that are busy trying to make their community better.
Yeah,
now, we
yeah.
know we have an epidemic with diabetes.
Yes, we do. And high blood pressure.
And high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people where one leg is cut. Or when
yes.
or when they start to bruise and they never heal.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young lady, I loved her so much. She was my beautician's niece. She was very young. And she walked over a nail and never knew that the nail had punctured her foot.
Oh, God.
Until it was too late.
Oh, God.
And that was the end of it. I miss her terribly.
But
that's why
what,
I was
Lord,
I miss her. She died.
But guess what? At our event last week, the nurse that was giving the presentation had samples of how our blood looks when we have diabetes and it's really bad. It looked not as thick as Jell-O, but when she poured, it was so thick it would hardly come out the bowl. And then she had another bowl to show you how runny your blood should be. And I really was touched by that, because I said to the audience when the Zumba lady got up, I said, y'all want to get up and try, even if you can't do them, but move your arms, because you don't want your blood to get stiff, because that's why it won't go down to your feet. Your heart can't push that blood down to your feet because it's too thick. So
right.
I want you to just always remember thick blood is a problem, and thick blood comes from when you eating too much sweets and too much carbs and you're not getting exercise and your heart can't pump that thick blood.
Now, before we go to another little break, I want you to, Lyndia, tell people how they, if they can still get to go to these workshops, how they can get to go, where do they go, when do they go?
What time as well? When? What time and what days? Okay.
Well, but they are for AmeriHealth members, and it's every other Thursday. Yeah, see, it's only for AmeriHealth members. It's
well,
something
you know,
that we need to do for the public, but it's something that AmeriHealth is doing for their members.
Well, you know what you just gave me an idea. You're going to do it
yeah.
for the New Africa Business Association.
Exactly. We need to do it some more, not just for those members, because there's so much need for this.
That's right. That's right. We're going to make sure that we work with you so you can continue to do the good work that you are doing.
Yeah, because we can take the same formula and help people all over the place.
That's right. That's right. If there's anybody else, I want to welcome people to 7:45. We're going to make sure we try to invite more people to call in. And we're going to open up the lines for questions if there are any callers. If not, we're just going to keep with this great conversation that we're having right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take the other gentleman's place. Is he back?
Brother Izzy's.
I think we lost him. But let me take a moment to introduce Mr. Bilal Bynum, who started me in this program and in the New Africa Business Association. Hello, Mr. Bynum.
Thanks so much.
My question to Mr. Bynum is, I'd like for you to tell our listening audience, you know, what does it take to become a member of New Africa Business Association?
That's right.
New Africa Business Association, network marketing, and community group investment. Our objective is to identify businesses in our community, promote those businesses, and also see if there are opportunities as to where we can invest in new business jointly. So in order to participate in the New Africa Business Association, We ask that you be a business owner or you have a good business idea. Either of those are invited, because our objective is to turn around the $800 or $900 billion a year that we're spending as consumers. If we can turn around our market and bring those markets back into our communities, look at the wealth and success we will have in our communities rather than giving it to others.
That's right. And look, don't say you can't. Say, why can't we?
Thank you.
We can do all this. Don't say we can't. Say, why can't we? Because in right now, in this day and time, there should be nothing holding us back. If we're together, if we work together on these projects.
Yes.
And I tell you, there's no harder person. I've seen Ms. Grant work. I know how hard she works.
Yes, Shabora was my boss down at the city council, so she and I have worked together. She was the chief of staff for Councilman Frank Smith, and I was working right with her when we were working on that project for the African-American Civil War Memorial. That was my primary role, but I also had to function doing some constituent services, because that, you know, was part of my title, although I was really there to help build a monument.
But let me just say this. I don't care what Ms. Grant's doing. She never puts family and their needs, and she helps them all the time. And I think that's what's so good about all of us. I think everybody on this program tonight, who were on the program the other week, they take care of their family. They do all business. They call in their friends.
That's right.
Their neighbors. We find a way to help somebody get a cup of sugar or find a door or get a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
We find a way to make it work where there is a will. There is a way.
That's right.
And we have that philosophy. Now we're moving toward the. We got about 10 or 15 more minutes. So if there's anybody there who really wants to call in and tell us that they're interested in our program, don't forget us. Just call us. If you don't call this week, call next week. 657-383-1372. Let me repeat that. 657-383-1372. Between 7 and 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, you can contact the New Africa Business Association by dialing 301-234-9090, 202-288-5660. And I want to encourage all of us who are on the line today to try not to forget others who have called in before today. Like I said before, we had Jeff Majors last week. We had Sheila Reed for Avanti Real Estate Services. We had Stanley Mays, who runs the Divine Shine Repair, Luggage Repair. And we had a wonderful conversation. And we want to promote all of these businesses so that our community can continue to grow with us in it.
And Shalom, thanks so much for reminding of that. And I just want to remind all of the listeners that even though we're broadcasting this program tonight, this program is an ongoing program because Blog Radio chooses some of the best programs that they have, and they continue our programs, and they continue to make, of course, monies on our valuable programs. But at the same time, we don't mind because they're constantly putting our names and our businesses wherever they travel. So, again, we ask for those of you who like to not only promote your business by coming on the radio, but we also ask for your sponsorships. You can give us your sponsorships by advertising on our radio program, and Ms. Williams will give you more information on that in just a moment right after this small break.
Thank you.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bideman Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at...
Back to our host.
All right, Shalor Williams. I just remembered that in just a few days, it's going to be October. You know, fall started. But you do know that October means if you have not finished out your taxes, you'd better finish them up really quickly. And I am not sure that I don't have it with me right now. If you look up Gina Baker Finances on the internet or call the New Africa Business Association, Miss Baker will take care of your taxes immediately. She's the best tax person I know, and I think she was discovered by Mr. Bynum. Is that correct, Mr. Bynum?
Yes, and by the way, Miss Williams, I think
yes.
Miss Baker just came on. So, Miss Baker, you want to say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Sorry for signing in late here.
This is one of Miss Baker's clients over here. I want you
hey,
to know.
Carol.
She is awesome. Yes, she is awesome. Superb.
She is one of the best. I mean, we have nobody but everybody on this line right now. You are the best. And
yes.
We had part of the best last week. But come on, Gina, tell people about your business. We only have a few minutes, so...
Okay, I'm Baker Financial Services. I do accounting and bookkeeping and taxes for small businesses. And, yes, the deadline is coming up October 15th for all those that have done extensions with their taxes for the 2015 filing.
And my
phone number is 301-630-7220.
That's wonderful. How are you today? What's your project for today? All these late tax people?
Yes, what I'm working on right now. That's what I said. I looked up and I said, "Oh my gosh, it's 7-something. I need to call in. I was in the middle of something."
but do you have a? Did you give you a website?
My website is www. Baker Financial Services is abbreviated. It's SBCS. .com.
Okay. I hear our person is back. Our male person.
Brother Aziz.
Brother
Aziz.
Yeah.
Greetings. I haven't missed a word. Matter of fact, when they kept calling me, I guess something must have been wrong, so I said they can't hear me. So as soon as it just went over to Belial, I called right back in. I don't think I missed 30 seconds of what we were saying. I don't know why what happened, why I couldn't be heard, but I've heard everything, and the program has been great. Shalor's been a great host, and Linda and Carolyn, you know, you guys have really talked about some great stuff, and I hope you continue it. And you're making our program wherein people want to listen to information that the both of you have given us. So, you know, thanks a million for coming on, and I hope you continue to help us out.
Oh, we're gonna make this work. We got Lindia on here right now, and I tell you, I don't know a better community relations person than Lindia Grant. And Lindia, give out your telephone number again. We only have about 5 minutes left, so I want everybody to tell everybody how they can reach you. Did we lose Lindia?
I don't know.
I guess we did. Okay, Carol, come on.
I was thinking, is Aziz going to tell us a little bit about your business? Are you still doing the halal business?
Yes, pardon me
just for a quick second, Aziz, before you start speaking. Aziz will be hosting the show next week, and he's going to have professionals who actually is in the wholesale part of halal. So we'll be able to hear more about it
because I think it's fascinating.
All right, so with that said, I'm going to turn it right back over to you, Aziz.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that up, Carolyn, and I appreciate it. And definitely, we're still dealing with that, and definitely would like to involve our community in it because hasn't been the support that is needed out of our community, African-American community, and that's what we need to make this successful for us. So I'll be looking forward to bringing that up, and I'm glad you brought that up. And I wanted to holler out to Gina and let the public know, too, that Gina is the best when it comes to taxes.
All right. Now, we're going to wrap up, but before we wrap up, I want to do a couple of things. One, I want to tell everybody if they want to hear about that wonderful trailer and donate at least a few dollars, go to OFTON.org and you'll see some of the great work of our co-host, Carol Moomin. If you want one of the best CPAs, bookkeepers, or what have you, go to Gina Baker Finances. I would encourage you to join the New Africa Business Association. Contact number 301-234-9090 or 202-288-5660. And next week, try to call 657-383-1372. Now, I guess I got most of the commercials in. We'll be closing out in about a couple of minutes. So I want to thank the guests for tuning in, talking to the public, talking to our listeners, saying nothing but the truth. The last thing I want to tell people to do is don't forget what time of day it is. We can't sit home and not know that a change has got to come. We as people in our community on November, I think it's the 8th,
yes,
get up and go to your polls.
Thank
However,
you.
I don't want to be political, so, Carol, you know I can be. but what I want you to do is take time to know what time of day it is.
Yes. I
want to thank the New Africa Business Association again for letting me host another show. I am going to return as a hostess in the very near future. Carol, have you used the Karima natural skincare? I know I have, and I want.
Oh my goodness, I have been using her products ever since she started manufacturing them.
Well, I got to order some more. I'm late on my order, so I hope she hears me because I got to order some.
Right.
I want people to go and order the natural skincare Karima.
Right.
Karima.
Yes. Beautiful.
Great
and the fact that her products are in health food stores as well, so that shows you, the quality of what she does.
And you know what? Next week, let's make a promise. Let's promote that a little bit more because, who doesn't need skincare? When you get my age, you need all the skincare you can get.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank our entire audience. It was such a pleasure hearing from all of you. And I am going to, at this point, have to say good night. God bless.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Thank you.